In a way, so I think this is Skipton's main achievement, to not get overrun by the modern developers. Like, you could go to any town now, in anywhere. You could go to a pedestrianised precinct, and it could be in Leeds or Bradford or Exeter or Hull, and you can guarantee there'll be a Costa Coffee, an H&M, Going Places Travel, River Island, All Bar One, Vodafone, The Link, Pizza Hut with a little glass screw-top jar of Parmesan cheese, a Wetherspoons pub, a Burger King, a student in a yellow bib trying to recruit you into the Amnesty International, a bloke in a green pullover trying to recruit you into the AA, a McDonald's, and a bunch of Peruvians playing "I Just Called to Say I Loved You" on the poxy panpipe. Just everywhere. Just in everything. And congratulations to Skipton for keeping these people out. Although, of course, you haven't managed to keep out the big supermarkets, because nobody can. Because these people just, they just seem to be unstoppable, these supermarkets. You walk down the road to post a letter and you pass a little gap in the wall and you come back and it's just, the gap in the wall has become a bloody little local supermarket express place. They just grow, these places. They just come up through the cracks in the pavement. They're just everywhere. Soon you'll hear knocks in the middle of the night about 3 a.m, and you'll wake up and there'll be a bloke there putting up one of these little local express shops in the middle of, going, "I'll tell you what, you're going to have oven-baked lasagna now at 3 a.m. They're just everywhere. And they want to dominate everything. And people fall for them, I think, because they go, "Oh, well, it's convenient because you can get all your shopping in one place." Well, of course you can, because it goes on for about 8 miles. That's why. I might as well say, "Oh, well, I'll go somewhere where I can get all my shopping in one place. France." Of course you can. They want to just dominate everything. These people now, they sell houses in there and legal advice and books and everything. Soon there'll be an advert where Jane Horrocks says to Prunella Scales, "Are you coming out tonight, Mother?" And she'll say, "Coming out? Not likely. Not while Tesco's are offering special springtime savings on top quality Afghan skunk." So I'd say congratulations to Skipton for keeping these people out. And in a sense, it's almost as if Skipton's come full circle. Skipton's sometimes been a conservative place, I think, because it's gone, "Oh, we don't like the outsiders." But now, keeping those sorts of outsiders out, it's almost like now this is becoming like a really brilliant positive thing, you know, that's making it like a radical place of, "Oh, we want to preserve our own identity with our prize-winning high street." I think if you want to keep these people out, you're going to have to ask Sebastian to look after that castle. You're going to have to get up on the battlements with bows and arrows and keep the chain stores away. Thanks very, very much for listening to me, and thanks very much for coming along. Thank you.